I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. It feels like it's been forever, but a little group of Mormon wives have brought us out of our cocoons. And we just feel the need to talk again. So it's lovely to see you, Rochelle.
Nice to see you too.
It feels like forever since we last spoke, but we're in a reality TV drought. We're in a good TV drought, full stop. It's been really hard to find something to look forward to. But yes, Mormon Wives or Secret Lives of Mormon Wives has popped up, and we'll get to that soon. But before we do, let's go through some breaking news.
Yes, so we have got Emily in Paris returning today. I think it was released yesterday in the US, so it's today. So that should be back tonight at some stage. So part two of that, which we'll discuss part one later to try and catch everyone up to speed. But and then we've got the VMAs were on yesterday. We've had Katy Perry, who was given the Vanguard Award. She kissed a girl. Sabrina Carpenter kissed an alien. Britney Spears has come out talking about Sabrina Carpenter kissing the alien. She was, for some reason, had a problem with that. Yeah. And then I watched it last night and realized how old I am because they're like, here's Superstar. And I was like, I don't know who this is.
And that's, I think that's why I'm not even bothering to get into it because I don't know who anybody is. I mean, I know Sabrina Carpenter. I've figured out that Gen Z person. But everyone else, I'm like, ugh, no idea. And I thought the VMAs were on the way out. I thought that they were, like, people were talking about how the fact that they weren't relevant anymore. But they seem to be, I mean, you've just rattled off a heap of little viral moments. So they've obviously planned to make people talk about it. I don't know. I probably won't watch it. I'll probably just watch it for the memes. Something's bound to pop up in my Instagram.
Yeah, there's mainly everything's covered on Instagram or YouTube if you want to just get the specific part. There was one girl that I was like, who is this? And Scarlett's like, that's the girl. She was in Blackpink. Now she's by herself. I'm like, okay.
What's Blackpink?
Blackpink. That's a K-pop band. I know that only because Scarlett's into it. But this girl has now in like gone off on a solo journey, and I wasn't even used to her in Blackpink. So yeah. Not up with the young'uns.
Not up with the young ones.
We've got also Lala's had her baby called
Sosa?
Samosa? Hang on.
I'm showing Sosa. My age because I saw the name Sosa and thought straight away of Kaiser Sose, which is the character from the movie The Usual Suspects. And then I think about when The Usual Suspects came out. I'm like, yeah, that's like 30 years ago, Catherine. Like that's my word association for that baby.
Yeah.
Sosa. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it could be cute. It'll grow on me. Not that it needs to.
It means something to do with the ocean, which her other daughter's called Ocean.
Yeah.
And then speaking of Vanderpump Rules, we've got, they're doing a New York style sort of thing where they're going to have a brand new cast. So they're going to finish up with the old cast, I think, next season. Is that what you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, they're saying so old cast are yet to start filming again, but crews are up and running at Pump, I think, or Sir, and there are people everywhere, completely new cast, everything's buzzing. So that'll be interesting to see whether or not the viewers want to watch that and whether they still want to see the old cast. I think it's their time. Like it's been a long time. People are a bit over it. They're too media savvy with what they're doing. It needs to be fresh. And, you know, we'll talk about Mormon Wives in a sec, but that's what it's got going for it that the likes of Vanderpump doesn't.
It's less filtered. As Vanderpump grew, they filtered more. They wanted to be seen on camera. But we've had Jax enter a rehab facility and now he's out. But I believe that there was the rumours that Lala and Sheena were filming for The Valley while he was in. It was much to everyone. I don't know why Bravo does these things because everyone was really loud and clear about not wanting any more of the Vanderpump cast on there, especially those two. Why? Yeah. I'd rather have no Jax and just have no Jax.
I find it really fascinating because as a producer of reality television, they have a direct window into what the viewers want. Like 10, 20 years ago, you had to kind of take a bit of a punt on who to put in to see how they would go. You've literally got the viewers telling you what they want, and then they do the opposite. It's like, guys,
But do
take
they
the
do it
hint.
in a smart way, maybe to get us all talking about it? Because we are.
True. This is true.
Maybe
We're all
they are dumb.
pawns in the Bravo game.
The mind games.
Okay, so without further ado, let's get into the joy that is The Secret Life of Mormon Wives, which is here on Disney Plus in Australia. Look, the way I see it is that the women of Salt Lake City, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, walked so The Secret Life of Mormon Wives could run. We got an insight into what the Mormon life and culture is like. And then these young women, these unfiltered, non-media trained women who are hungry for fame, bringing in the big dollars on their TikTok, it gave them that opportunity to just perform and have this platform. And it works. It is bloody good TV. It's hard to tell anyone apart. Everybody looks the same, and I can't tell you who is who yet. I'm only, I think, five or six episodes in, maybe five. I know there's a Whitney, I know there's a Taylor, and there's a Jen Affleck, the original Jen Affleck, and then a whole heap of other ones, but they all just look the same. It's really giving Teen Mum vibes for me. It's giving MTV editing. It was like watching in the first episode, there was a cutaway scene where Taylor was talking to her mum, and then her mum gets up and walks off and goes up the stairs and walks into the house, all while looking over her shoulder, and there's music playing. I'm like, I'm watching an episode of The Hills right now. That's what it was like. And it was awesome. I'm
Yeah.
really, really enjoying it.
I love it. I wasn't sure. First couple of episodes, it takes a minute to get into, and I think that's where they've been so smart in dropping the whole season.
Yeah.
Because if they'd only dropped two episodes, sometimes they'll put two episodes to just sort of get you into it. I probably wouldn't have been as excited about
Yeah.
it, mainly because everyone looks the same and I couldn't work out who was who. And I wasn't like sitting and actually watching it properly. So I couldn't get into it. But then when I found out that the Whitney girl is the lady that danced when her baby was in hospital on a TikTok video saying he's got low oxygen and it was RSV. And then there was all those memes that came from that with like tradies on building site and they're like, he fell down the ladder and it's really bad. Like, I thought that was just I that meme was so funny. And she's like, oh, I copped it so bad. I love that they're talking about the swingers side of things, because
Yep.
it's kind of what I wanted from Salt Lake City. I wanted a little bit more of that insight, which you got in the first season when you were talking about Mary and her grandfather and all that sort of stuff. That you sort of got a little bit of it, and Whitney having the affair. But since then, again, they've polished it up. They're not sharing too much.
Yeah, no.
How they talk about the soda, which also gives me a bit of an insight into Lisa, because you know how she's always at the fast food. She's always got her Pepsi. She's always got her Coke. She's always got the big
True.
drinks. Well,
Yeah.
the Mormon thing. And they've got their babies. They're young. They're unfiltered. We've got Jen Affleck, who has the albino husband who is giving Bond villain. What is that guy? Does he have like metal teeth or something? What is he? He is a strange fellow, that one.
He
And he's
is.
like a freeloader. Like he's not working, but he's so controlling, but he's studying to be a surgeon. If that guy was my surgeon, nah. Like if he came in, he's like, hi, I'm just, nah. I'll wait. I'll go back on the wait list. Put me at the bottom of the list. I will wait because I don't want him. He is controlling. They're all pregnant a lot. There's sort of
They
an
are.
innocence that's coming across, I think,
Yep.
because they've lived quite religious life. They've been pregnant, married really young, and then they're getting divorced, which at our age in 40s, that's sort of happening. But these girls are married at 18 and 19, divorced, had a baby, they're on their second lots of babies with different partners. It's a lot going on, but
Yeah.
it's amazing.
Oh, it's really good. And I hope that it doesn't take too long for them to get out of season two. They definitely will. There's lots of calls for there to be a cast shakeup because there's probably four or five of them that really nail it. And then the rest are just filler content. They're
Well,
just.
you need that main cast, like on the Housewives, where they've got the diamond or the whatever
Yeah.
it is, and then you need the friends of. I really enjoyed the whole season. When it got to the end, I was like, give me more. And I like that it's fast. So we saw at someone's baby shower or a launch of something, it was recorded in April, and we're in
Pretty
September.
new.
And I like that turnaround. Whereas when you're watching some of the Housewives, I'm like, we're seeing a Christmas thing or something. I feel like there's a big gap. This is really fast, not enough time for things to be leaked. And they're on TikTok talking about it. And that's what I want. I love that, the unfiltered.
I
I have a
really
question.
like it.
The Fruity Pebbles thing confused me. So was she dropping them out of her, or what was
I just
happening?
made an assumption that maybe they were talking about the flavor of a certain body part and that it was like Fruity Pebbles. But
Okay.
the whole putting of the Fruity Pebbles into the box, I mean, it was giving like, props. I mean, we love a prop. Normally we see props come out at reunions. Speaking of a reunion, who would get tasked with that? Because it's not on Bravo. And I noticed that there was a post that came out, and Heather sort of put her hand up, like, yes, please. So that'll be really interesting to see whether A, they would let her out of her contract with Bravo to do that because it's a Hulu show. I think it's Hulu, but it's on
It is.
Disney. And then, whether she would actually do it, it would be interesting. That would be,
Yeah,
but
it won't
it
be
does need one.
first episode. This first season won't have a reunion. Season two
No,
will.
season two.
Well, it's done. Dusted. But yeah, the Fruity Pebbles thing confused me, and I'm not sure that I'll ever eat Fruit Loops again. I just didn't
Don't
know.
ruin,
And
you ruin everything for me. You ruin every food for me. Don't ruin Fruit Loops for me too.
I didn't know what the big deal was about it. I think that's what confused me the most, because she was like, oh, you told someone, and they made, and she was very offended by it. And I'm like, oh, if it was the
This
taste, own it.
is what I don't get with them. Like, and
Tell everyone.
this is their maturity coming through. They're doing some really risque things. There's threesomes, there's swinging, there's ketamine. They are legally doing ketamine. They are booking in for Botox because they get to have laughing gas. Like, we're talking about devout Mormons here who live by so many rules and regulations, but there's all these little clauses that allow them to get out of it. And even with the sex stuff, like, there's a lot of sex talk. And they're dressing it up as empowerment. They're saying that, oh, we want to be empowering women. It's like, no, you just want to live without the rules of your religion, but still be in that religion. It's fascinating to see,
Very.
how that works. I like that sort of bird's eye view into how they are existing within a culture like that in a time like this when, TikTok is huge. Like, they want to be
And
able to be part of that crowd, but still in, but not. So I want to be offended about you talking about that way in front of everybody, even though I did actually just do that thing that you're talking about. Like, there's this, they don't ever quite know where they fit within themselves.
No, and they talk about alcohol, which I understand alcohol is not like, but they talk about it like it's the devil's juice. Oh, they were here, they were drinking alcohol. And then they're like, but last week we went and had ketamine and we did ketamine therapy. I'm like, oh my goodness, just because it's not alcohol and that's obviously not covered in their Mormon scriptures or whatever, they're like, oh, well, let's go get ketamine. Whereas alcohol, because it's an old, like they've that's around.
It's
So
so crazy.
strange.
I can't wait to finish it. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it.
Yeah, it's good. And I love that they did the whole thing at once. It needed, that was great. We also have Selling Sunset back, and that has released the whole season, and I have watched most of it. I'm up to probably the second last episode or the last episode. First question, I feel like a Paris filter is on the entire time. There are times where I feel like people don't have a nose, and I don't care if you use a filter. I really don't care, but these girls don't need a filter. They
No,
don't.
oh God, no.
There is a scene in one of the first couple of episodes where they're questioning whether the outfits are appropriate for office attire. Now we have got to season eight, and they're talking about whether this girl is wearing pants or not. I'm like, have you worn pants the whole time? Like, I don't think I've seen a pant the whole time. And they're like, do you think it's appropriate office attire? So they obviously heard how people talk about how they dress. It's a bit late. Also, nothing's changed. I'm pretty sure someone comes in a latex dress to the office at one point. Last season, we had a girl with a basketball as a bag. So it's a bit too late to cross the bridge of outfit choices. We've got Amanda in it. So the girl that's her name's Amanda, she's been in it for a few seasons. She's 47.
That's a phenomenal effort to be doing what she's doing and looking how she's looking at 47.
Listen, just to be getting around in those heels, let's be honest,
Oh.
how are her knees surviving? And then there's a cheating drama between a couple of them, and one of the girls has gone to the other girl and said, listen, I want to tell you about this drama. So on all the other reality TV shows we watch, you hear them say, I wish they came to me first and didn't spread it around or didn't get to the media. This girl's gone and done that, and there's still drama. And I think I'm just a bit over it because it just doesn't. I know it's not real, but it just seems so unreal. And
Like,
then.
we
No, go.
know that reality TV is fake, but when it's so fake that you
Yeah.
can't get past the fact that it's fake, it's not reality TV anymore. It's scripted TV. Like,
Yeah.
it loses that.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to believe anything that's going on. And then if you don't believe it, you don't care.
No. And you've got Joey Essex, who is in TOWIE. So he has been since on there, he has been on everything. So he's been on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia. He's been on Love Island. And you know when you have that person that goes just around on every reality TV show, now he's popped up on here. It loses, like it wasn't a credible show, but it's lost a lot. And then the cherry on the cake was Mary and Jason's dog, Nico, that was 18 years old. Listen, it was looking a little worse for wear. And I'm a dog person. So it was sort of like the corner. They're like, Nico. I was like, Nico has a fair few problems, let's be honest. Nico passed away. Now, that was quite sad for a moment. And then it's gone on a few episodes. Mary's had days off work. She's not coping well. And then there was a funeral, like an actual funeral, which is like, is that a rich person thing?
Oh yeah, 100%. And I feel ripped off. Oh, not ripped off. I feel insulted because I watched that first episode. I've watched one. So I've
Yeah.
gone through the first episode and there is a trailer for the rest of the season. And I'll be honest, the trailer looks fantastic. Like whoever's putting their trailers together is doing a really good job because I'm like, wow, this looks really good. And I did see them all dressed up in the black, looking very glamorous. I'm like, oh, what's this gonna be? And now I hear it's for a fucking dog.
It's a dog.
Oh, it's like, could you insult us any more with your shitty little storylines? I mean, I feel angry about this, but I'm
Yeah.
just, oh, I want to turn off. I really do want to turn off. I don't care anymore about the houses. I'm never going to be shocked about what they're wearing anymore because they are just Bratz dolls in real life. And I genuinely believe they show up for a period of time to walk through some prearranged houses to get some great footage with their drones in the houses with the spinning around. And then they go back to their other jobs, whether it's influencing or modeling or if they've got other positions. I don't believe that they're there selling those houses. Yeah, I don't want it. My time is limited these days and I don't want to give it to them anymore.
Let's be honest, if I'm buying a house for $35 million and the girl turns up in a latex shirt with half a breast showing, I'll be like, are you really going to handle this paperwork? Like, you can't
Yeah,
even
but
sit
what
down.
would you be expecting her to do? Now, this isn't me shaming anybody. Wear
No,
what you want,
no.
whatever. But honestly, a person would be thinking, are you here to provide me with another type of service dressed like that?
I just think if you want to have a fashion show, have a fashion show.
Yeah.
Don't ask it in a real estate show.
But
I'm
in
not
the.
shaming they wear. Often their outfits in the right environment's fine. In the real estate environment, it's
Yeah.
not. Weird. And when they're
Wouldn't
sitting
it
there,
be awesome if they were in a magazine office? Like, not that magazines exist anymore, but like Vogue or. Yeah, that would be cool. And I would feel more invested in that because they're into fashion and this is a
or a
fashion
marketing
show.
agency.
Yes.
Deal with that. It's the fit of the fashion and the look. These girls are stunning. Their bodies are phenomenal. Their
They are.
faces are beautiful. It doesn't fit with the real estate, and they're trying to do it like these hot real estate agent, and it doesn't
Yeah. It's
fit
giving
because we know.
Charlie's Angels, like old school Charlie's Angels, and that really sort of the man leading the women. So, they could only get like little men, so they got two for the price of
He
one.
got a Ferrari. He got a new Ferrari, and the brother pops up for one bit, the spare. Remember, we talk about him being the spare. He pops in for a bit. And then at one scene, Jason is trying to console one of the girls, and the camera flashes to him, and he's like, give me upsie. Like, he's like, can't reach to.
Cuddles,
Actually, you can only see the male. Like,
cuddles.
because you normally. Like, these women are like models. They're so tall. And this chap is probably shorter than me. There's not a lot of talk about him having a girlfriend this season. So I'm not sure what's happening there. He normally has a phenomenally young girl that's
Yeah.
inappropriate, like hanging off his arm. There's been no talk of that this season. Anyway, I think I'm over it. They need to change it to them, working in a marketing agency or a modeling agency. I would
Yeah.
watch that.
Yeah. I would love something fashion related. That's why I think where Emily in Paris does fill a bit of a gap because we don't, and when we get that, we get it with And Just Like That, which is filming now. Yeah, that fashion gap is an important
And
one to
they
fill.
used to have it where Whitney and Lauren, Elsie, used to go and work at the magazine. That element of that.
Yeah.
We want not real estate. Even $1 million listing is falling short for me.
Yeah, I
This
agree. I think the real estate shows have had their time now.
we can only so many houses that we can see with an underground tiki bar and
Yeah.
$3,000. I don't
It's
know.
like, oh, the walls made of jade. Cool.
Yeah, that's great. I can't afford it. I don't care.
No. Continuing on with our California theme, we've got the Real Housewives of Orange County, which is really flying the flag for housewives at the moment. I mean, we had Dubai, which wrapped up, and we won't talk about because I didn't even watch it. But OC is performing. It's performing well.
It is.
It's not performing well enough to keep us interested, though. Like, we need a couple of other shows to go alongside it. If I see one more image of Tamra's swollen, blistered face on my Instagram feed, I am going to scream. It needs to come with a sensitive content warning on the front. I did not ask to see that. I feel like unsubscribing. It is just, yeah, it's gross. And I don't want to see that while I'm eating my breakfast in the morning. So please stop. Tamra is just being her usual self. She's such a bully. She's so mean. She's such a seasoned housewife that she knows how to produce it to go a certain way. And so I don't like that. I don't enjoy it. And I really don't like Alexis. So she's come in as a friend of, but she's serving main character energy, but not in a good way. Not like you deserve an orange. She's just coming across as someone who thinks that she's good enough to get an orange, and she is misreading the room so badly. So is Johnny J. They seem to think that everyone would turn on Shannon because of what happened. But Shannon has shown up. She's obviously got her problems. She's still drinking, even though she's on camera. It's not a good choice. As my kids would say, it's a red choice, Mum. That is not a green choice. She should not be drinking on camera because it's just serving the likes of the Tamras of the world who can sit there and harp on about her having a drinking problem. I really like Shannon this season. She's raw, she's putting herself out there. She's a mess. It's hard to watch, but it is good TV. And the rest of the cast are performing really well. Emily's still hilarious. calling her measurements her measurements, and her husband picking on it. That was hilarious. Gina has just gone up, skyrocketed up the top in terms of great housewife. She's funny. She's got terrible looks in her confessionals.
She
Fire your
looks like
team.
New Jersey. Have you seen that New Jersey medium woman? The lady that goes
Yes,
and
with the hair.
she looks like
Yes.
her with the blonde hair
Yeah.
and the tie. But she did come out. I think there's been something where she's come out and said, I get it. Like one thing with Gina is she's going to admit it. She owns it. She's like, I get it. It was a bad day.
And like Heather's good and the new girl is good. Like it's a good solid show. It's doing okay. I thought OC was on the way out last year, but they've picked up and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm enjoying it. I think you need that villain character. I think Tamra does it. It seems so forced, so produced. The way she brings things up is just not right. I don't like it. And I know that you need someone to do that. I think Emily kind of sometimes does enough of it. Alexis is bringing everything anyway. So you don't really need Tamra there
No.
pushing because it's getting brought up anyway. So you
Yeah.
don't need that, Tamra. I feel sorry for Shannon. I felt really sorry for her last week when they were like, oh, talking about the video. She's like, what video? She's
Yeah.
mortified. But again, I think it wouldn't do her harm to have a season where she's not drinking. And I think even Gina said that, like she had her DUI, she's sober. It would be very easy for Shannon to not drink and have that person there with her. And the fact, even though she's having one or two and it's completely her choice, from a viewer's perspective, I just don't think it looks good.
No.
And Tamara is right in some ways, but she's going about it in the wrong way. How she
She
yells and shames
exploits.
her.
She might be a truth teller like that, but she then exploits it for her own storyline to give herself relevance, and she's just mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Shannon. And I don't like Alexis.
Nope.
No. And Heather, she's doing the Heather thing. She's not giving much this season, is she?
No, but I don't think she wants to be on OC anymore. She's moved to Beverly Hills. She's dropping back in,
Well,
really.
she's on Million Dollar Listing, LA.
Oh, was she? I didn't see that.
Yeah, her and Terry. Yeah. So that's been a good season. That comes today, another episode, isn't it?
Yeah, Fridays, which is why I find it a little bit hard to stay on top of it because by the Friday, I sort of think, oh, I'll watch it maybe over the weekend. And then I forget and it gets to Monday and I'm like, what did I miss? And I'd seen everything on Instagram and TikTok by then.
Yeah.
So it's like I've already watched the episode because I've
Yeah.
seen all the memes that came from it.
We've got Below Deck, which is still on. It seems like I think that next week's the last episode. It feels
Yeah, they're
like a
down to
very
their last
long
chapter.
season. I'm bored.
So bored.
We've got the there's a new Stu, and then you've got Ali who's putting her dominance down as that she's second Stu and she's trying to boss this new girl around. She sounds like Gru from Minions. And I don't know. I don't like that Ally girl. But then she was on Watch What Happens Live and she said she would do a lot of things differently and she regretted a lot of her actions over the season. So I guess she's watched it back and it hasn't come off well.
No,
We've got the bosun who I don't even know who that guy is. Ian?
Ian with the
With his
bad
legs.
hair.
Yeah. Then there's eyebrows. I don't know his name. And then the other guy that's hooking up with the girl. It's over. I'm bored with it. Aisha's annoying me. Her voice. If I spent that much money and someone came at me with that voice, nah, push her overboard.
If I got on a super yacht like that, then I paid tens of thousands of dollars to be on, and someone greeted me like, "Hello." Oh no. You
She does seem to have a really good rapport with the guests, and I think
champagne?
she'd be the person, the voice. And she's very, very crude. And I'm not
I think
like
that's the
against
part I struggle with is I can see past the boganness of her. She is endearing and it's obvious that people gravitate to that. And that's great. And that's wonderful. She has some great relationships. But it's the rest. It's the I did a poo this big and took a photo of it and showed it to my boyfriend. And having balls in her mouth and that she enjoys it. And it's the, I'm like, far out, man. I can't. Am I that much of a prude that I react this way?
Not a prude, but I do feel like if when you're working in that industry, in a five-star super yacht, people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just don't think, and there's a level of rapport that you want with the staff because you're obviously on there with these people, but to go straight to rude and dirty, she
Yeah.
does gauge it though, but I don't know. It's just not what I would be after. I would want a classier environment. That's all.
I agree. I agree. That's it, Sandy's been good. I've enjoyed Sandy the first time. She's the standout for me.
Yeah.
She's been.
Even when we went on there that day for the day on that yacht, it was like a classy environment. No one was on there, dress. Like it was, wasn't like that.
And there
That
was
food.
you dropping. What did you drop all over the carpet? The white carpet.
Was the girl. It wasn't
Never
me.
forget.
It's on the photo. The girl dropped it.
Think
Remember, she
that
ran
was
away.
the impact
It
of
was an
our
actor.
attendance.
It was on the photos on the floor because the girl dropped it and then she scurried off.
She did, because she was an actor. She was an
Was an actor.
actress, wasn't she? She
She
wasn't
was
a
an actor.
real stew, yeah.
Oh, how awful.
How
Anyway.
embarrassing. Yeah. That's our shows. That's it. That's our so there's a lot coming up. So this is where it's going to ramp up. Now it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag in the lead up to the end of the year for Reality Moms and for TV because you're away to Japan mid-October until November. And just before that and in the lead up to that, we've got Salt Lake coming out on the 19th. So that's in 6 days' time. We've got New York back on the 2nd of October. Beverly Hills season 14 is coming soon with no release date, but they generally release around November, I think. And we've got Potomac on the 7th of October. So we've got four new Housewives set to release just in the lead up to Christmas. So it's going to be a busy time.
And I imagine there'll probably be another Below Deck that comes
Yeah.
on because it never seemed to be a break. I am still missing some sort of summer house, Vanderpump, something
Badly.
about in there.
Yeah, I think that's
We've
where
got.
the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives has filled that gap. We got that young, fresh cast. We needed that.
It's finished and we're angry again. Emily in Paris is back. So we've got
Yes.
that today, but again, it's that small chunk and then it'll be over.
Yeah.
I'm Team Alfie, by the way.
And I'm Team Chef. I just don't like the whinginess of Alfie. I would like my hot French man. Not my whingy pom.
It's complicated. Lots of baggage, obviously. You're into that.
I don't know what I was going to say then. It's gone. I can dream.
All right. Well, have a lovely week. I'm sure
You.
we'll either catch up next week or the week after. We've got school holidays coming up
Oh, it's
soon.
going to be fun. Bring on school holidays. I'm actually taking some time off this school holidays, so I'm not trying to look after my child and work at the same time. Juggling is not fun. Sometimes you just have to step away. Yeah.
All
Awesome.
right. We have
All
a
right.
lovely time. It'd be
I
great to
will.
chat.
Good to chat. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.